Clue number four.
I was raised in Mystic, Connecticut, and as a teen, my boyfriend's parents made fun of me for being Portuguese, and we got into a big fight about it. Where's Ann Shaw?
Number four.
At one point, I was a prostitute on the streets of L.A.
Super hot fire.
Clue number five.
When my best friend told me he was going to marry a 20-year-old, I tried to stop the wedding.
Is this out of a TV show?
It may be an actor in all of these movies.
John. Julia Roberts.
That's correct.
Nice.
No.
I was thinking that.
Should have spoken up, Lee. What are our point wrap-up right now? John, you seem to be taking the lead.
Oh, I think I'm tied for first.
Tied for first with who?
Lee.
With Lee.
And John have two.
Oh, cool.
Ooh. Keep it up.
Keep it up, too. You too.
2.5 men. I watched that.
This is number six.
Clue number one.
I was the youngest of 5 children. Talk about being a mistake child, am I right? Just kidding.
Clue number two.
I was born 25 days after Teddy Roosevelt died.
David. John Rochester.
Incorrect.
Who is John Rochester?
Yes, who is that?
David.
And why do you feel so inspired by that?
Terrible clue. response.
Clue number three.
I served in the Army for 2 years and served as a second lieutenant, but was never sent overseas into combat.
Clue number four.
I played myself in the movie about my life.
Clue number five.
I attended UCLA, where I received varsity letters from 4 different sports teams. Baseball, basketball, football, and track.
Clue number six.
In 1947, I made history by pushing racial boundaries in baseball and being the first black...
John.
Wait. Jackie Robinson.
John said it first.
Nice, later. Jay.
I still don't know.
Jackie Robinson.
Jay, jumping ahead with 3 now?
Yes.
Good work, John.
And moving on to number 7?
Yes. I hope we're right on that count. Would it be?
Yeah.
Lee, you have...
This is going to be number 8, one. Right?
Miles has 1. Lee has 2.
I have 3.
You have 3.
Lee has 0.
Do you have any?
I don't.
Oh,
so
sorry.
I guess we're at 6?
We're at 7.
We are at 7.
Let's rock.
Tonight.
Clue number 1.
My birthplace is in Colorado.
That really narrows it down.
Clue number 2.
I was conceived in 1949.
Conceived.
It's not a person. That's
this
whole thing.
Stop giving away my clues.
Number 3.
Good old consumerism. You can find me on pillows and t-shirts.
Clue number 4.
My current snazzy ad campaign is hashtag keep on sucking. It's true.
Clue number 5.
In 1966, I was sold to Beatrice Foods. In 1986, Leaf Candy Company acquired me. I am currently owned by the largest chocolate manufacturer in North America.
John.
David.
Number
John.
6.
Jolly Ranchers.
That's correct.
Yowza.
I was going to go with Jelly Rolls.
No.
Damn. Number 9.
Clue number 1.
I'm one of the oldest of my kind.
Clue number 3.
I have different types of friends. Those who are quite devoted to me, and those who only show up at my parties.
I'm talking about Mountain Dews, baby.
It's quite relatable.
Clue number 3.
I love to celebrate with family and friends. L'chaim.
John.
David.
John.
Jewish rabbi.
No.
Clue number 4.
Were you going to say that too?
You were.
You fall on the sword.
Can you play the clue again?
Super hot fire.
Clue.
I spit that.
Some terrible people turned on me with horrific outcomes in the 20th century.
Oh, God.
Super hot fire. I spit that.
I'd say that John was on the right
horrific
track.
Horrific outcomes.
Clue number 5.
If you follow me, you have likely read the Torah.
Zachy.
I don't know how you phrase it, but...
Judaism, religion? Jewish religion?
Yes, correct. He gets it. Don't roll your eyes.
Thank you.
Or are you rolling number your 10? Eyes for another reason? Because you think my clues are stupid.
David, J.K. Rowling.
Clue number 1.
My father was a watchmaker, but he was also a lover of the arts and was well educated.
Clue number 2.
A distressed mother on the TV show Lost shares my name.
Clue number 3.
I was born almost dying. They had little hope of saving me, is a famous quote by me.
Clue number 4.
I was born in Geneva, Switzerland in 1712.
Clue number 5.
I am a triple threat, philosopher, writer, and composer.
Clue number 6.
My political philosophies were some of the most influential during the 18th century Enlightenment in France.
John.
Jean Rousseau.
Correct.
Well done, Johnny. Did you wrap it up with that one?
That makes number 5.
I clinched it there.
That was a great one to clinch on. You still there? Or have you sneaked off?
I'm here. I'm just thinking hard.
Come on, Danielle Rousseau. How'd you not know?
I was like thinking through. I totally forgot about Rousseau. I was thinking Juliet for some reason.
I couldn't think. You know,
she was also a crazed mother. I think so.
I love Lost. And then I was trying to remember what Claire's name was,
and then I remembered that it's Claire, and that's neither of the initials.
Claire.
This is number
11.
Thanks, Doug.
Clue number 1.
I was born in Modesto, California.
I really wish we could just have a video camera and Michelle smiles at her own clues. Oh, this one's particularly clever.
I like this next one, so continue.
Number 2.
Spare me. I grew up on the lanes. My dad owned a bowling alley.
Oh, God.
Clue number 3.
My breakout role was in the 1995 cult classic National Lampoon Senior Trip.
John. Joan Rivers.
No. Oh. No.
Clue number 4.
I was nominated for an Academy Award for Best Supporting Actor in 2010 for playing Jem Coughlin in a movie starring Blake Lively, John Hamm, and Ben Affleck, among others. That was set in Boston.
Clue number 5.
I
know the movie. I don't know.
I was also in The Avengers, Bourne Legacy, The Hurt Locker, Captain America, and American Hustle.
Clue Number 6.
My last name rhymes with Caitlin, Chris, Kylie, and Kendall's last names, and my first name is the name of a Pearl Jam song.
Five.
Oh, Jeremy Renner.
Yes, Lee.
Nice, Lee. Oh.
I was thinking of names that rhyme with Kardashian.
That's Jenner. Slipped me up. Come on. All right, this is our last clue. Wait. Yes, we have one last clue.
Finish strong.
The Town's a great movie, by the way.
It's fantastic.
Yes.
It's funny. It's a very regional movie.
So I don't know.
That's true.
I actually have never heard of Jeremy Renner myself, but I figured someone would have.
He plays Hawkeye.
Yeah, he's a great actor.
Jeremy Renner.
I don't recognize him, and I've never seen any of those movies. So.
I don't understand the question. I won't
Except
respond
for American
to
Hustle.
It.
I did see American Hustle.
He looks like a frog, like a very good-looking frog.
Okay.
Who happens to be a superhero?
He kind of acts like a frog, too.
He acts like a frog. Interesting.
Wait. I mean, like, his acting is frog-ish.
Frog-ish stuff. Yeah.
I don't think he's a good actor is what I'm trying to say.
He does look like a frog.
I'm never going to be able to watch any of, like, the superhero movies again without just picturing him going...
Does that mean I'm attracted to frogs?
Yes.
Number 12.
Jeremiah.
Clue number one. Number two. Clue number one.
Which one is it?
My dad was known for being a con artist.
2.5 men. I watched that.
Clue number two.
I was well-behaved and studious as a child, despite my father being absent. It paid off.
Clue number three.
I had 5 kids, and they all had kids, and now there's just a bunch of people running around with my name.
John Rockefeller?
Can you say your name as a...
Zachy. John Rockefeller.
Oh, ice cold.
Sorry, Lee. The vicious steal to end the game.
You have to say your name as a call-in. Zachy stole one from me once for the same thing. Wow. Steph Curry. Never forget.
R.I.P.
Sorry, it's just the rules.
You still finished on above him, though. Final standings. Johnny finished with Cinco. Zach, I'm just going around in order here, guys. Zach, he had
two.
Dos.
Miles had 1.
Uno.
I had a big fed 0. And Lee, zero. How'd you end with?
Did I have 3?
That adds up to 11.
Ooh.
I have 1 more.
Let's do it.
But I think that was 12, so I don't know what is missing.
Dave must have gotten one and we just all forgot about it.
Right, so can we just... Who got Julia Roberts?
Me.
Who got John Roberts?
Me.
Who got Joe Rowling?
I did.
Miles. Jackie Robinson.
John.
Jean Russo.
John.
John Rockefeller was Lee. Jack Russell was Lee. Jolly Rancher. John.
John is six.
Wait, that was 5?
Really?
That was... We just counted 5 for
me. I found one that I haven't said yet. Sorry. My bad. It's my bad. So I have 2 more if we wanted to play them.
Let's. Well, because here. What's the record? John, I think
6.
Yeah, I think you could.
King Turcotte has it.
King Turcotte has it with 5 or 6. So we should take a look, but this is an important clue.
Guess
or
no one's
subject.
Saying
clue number one.
If you're thinking of me, you're probably satisfied.
Clue number two.
I'm the name of a meme that arose from Emperor's New Groove.
The reason for this pause is...
It's too hot in here, so this fan turned on.
Clue number three.
Steamy.
Sorry.
Clue number three.
Goldilocks was fond of me.
John. Just right.
That's correct. Just right.
Yeah. Boy.
What?
My last clue was not too hot, not too cold, but...
I would have gotten that.
Yeah, everyone would have.
So John has the new record now, right?
Wow. I'm clear, at least tied.
Woo, congrats.
We're sitting in the presence of the Usain Bolt of initials.
Yeah, that was huge.
So we don't need to play my last clue.
Johnny, as winner, what song would you like to take us out?
I think you know very well what's coming up. What's New Pussycat? Tom Jones.
Okay.
Love it. Good work, everybody. I hope to see you guys back here.
Thanks Lee, for calling in, Lee.
Lee, please call again.
I will. Constantly, all the time, even when you're not on the show, huh?
Good. Give some WMFO some press. And here's What's New Pussycat.
What's New Pussycat?
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
What's New Pussycat? Whoa, 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 whoa. Pussycat, pussycat, I've got flowers and lots of hours to spend with you. So go and bother your cute little pussycat, no. Pussycat, pussycat, I love you. Yes, I do. You and your pussycat knows. What's new, pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa. What's new, pussycat? Whoa, 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 whoa. Pussycat, pussycat, you're so thrilling. Pussycat, pussycat, I love you. Yes, I do. You and your pussycat, I. What's new, pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa. What's new, pussycat? Whoa, 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 whoa. Pussycat, pussycat, you're delicious. And if my wishes can all come true, I'll soon be kissing your sweet little pussycat lips. Pussycat, pussycat, I love you. Yes, I do. You and your pussycat lips. You and your pussycat eyes. You and your pussycat nose.
Open with those vultures, kissing the cannibals. Should I get lonely when I'm the only, only human in the heaving heat of the animals? Little brown salt stinging on my tongue. I will not waver, I will not wait its turn. It will burn, burn, but burn your love until the ground hits the lips of another.
Pharmacy, etiquette, a Wall Street traffic took the car. We reinvent the wheel just to fall asleep at it. Stop. Crash on the floor, catch the ZZZ. Pop in the polar opposite the NZT. Hip hop in the propaganda, say they name brand. But I done seen y'all, the did my main man. The nights you won't remember, are the nights we won't remember. I be gone till November on my city called for Simba. Dreams I made for cages, nigga lions. I'm for real, nigga dying, it's for real, nigga dying. Feel with the Fridays, I'm for chill, and I escape the treachery. I just had to rest in peace, the recipe. The rest of us is praying at the sand, I'll leave a 10. If you're up right now, hope you hear what I'm saying.
Friends are wasted, and I hate this club, and I drink too much. Another Friday night, I'm wasted. My eyes are black and
wanna slap a hand. I'm stuck here with the vultures hissing and circling. You didn't call me.
the breeze, I felt it in my knees. Never will it leave, each day it is retrieved.
All I wanna do is be loved. All I be touched by you. If you want, if you want, if you wanna do, tell me the truth. All I want, all I want, all I wanna do is be touched by you. And if you wanted to, just touch me.
A few weeks ago at the MFA in Boston, Miles Freeman Grover and I created a beautiful podcast. We were attending the first Friday's event,
Dos Mujeres,
featuring the Frida Kahlo painting of the same name,
Dos Mujeres.
So here's what we came up with, and we're glad to have you listen. Do you have anything you want to add at the beginning, Miles?
Got very saucy.
It was a night to remember.
Yeah.
So setting the scene. It's a singles party.
Dos Mujeres.
Ironically, for Dos Mujeres painting.
That no one seems to know exists.
That nobody, where is it? Just not here. And we ourselves are just Dos Mujeres.
Drinking Manhattans in the city of Boston.
Yes, very sex in the city.
But custom made Manhattans.
With raspberries and no bitters.
Singles event that no one's talking to.
Yeah, we're sitting in the corner. But it is kind of like the early bird hour too. Like I'm noticing like a lot of like older folks.
Yeah. If I remember correctly. Those are full glasses of red wine.
Oh, fun, really? Okay, that's what we'll get next. Because I decided I'm okay with getting a second drink. If I remember correctly, the food is really expensive.
I remember that. Remember the last time we came? We were standing in line, and like Parker and Spencer were like three people behind us in line, and they didn't get in.
Yes! Oh
so
my god.
We were
god.
Like the last people to enter.
Oh, that sucks, honestly, because then we kind of like couldn't stay.
No, she's gonna sit at the table by herself.
She wants to meet somebody. I'm like wondering if she's like here to cruise the ladies. Like,
she looks good.
She does look good. Total shark on the coral reef, like
scanning.
Yeah, the sexual energy is like oozing.
You should have worn a better shirt.
I know, a loose black t-shirt. Come on, it's got to be tight.
Or like a black button down.
Or yeah, something to look dressed up even at all. No, I feel like being by yourself, like sitting alone at a table is a power move because then it's like you're opening yourself up, you're like risking the vulnerability. Yeah. Here's a thought that I had. Is it like subtly a girl for girl mixer? Because it's called Dos Mujeres.
Maybe. There's some people making like eye contact with me.
Really?
I just got like two people back there, the bald guy, and then the other guy over there. They're both like over 40 pounds.
No way! Yeah. They're here to cruise their like sugar baby.
Daddy! Daddy! He's a nice butt.
Yeah, he does. Got some good pockets on those pants. It cannot be over.
I know, right? He came in with a crew of people who was also like, are they 21?
That kid's like 15.
Oh my god, all of these like older men. Like
father figures. What I'm curious about is whether or not there's a wedding ring.
Well, wouldn't they take it off?
Yeah, you're right. Well, I guess then you would know. Like, if they don't have one, then they're either
not married or married.
Lying, or they're telling the truth.
There's two options.
And either way, they want to get married. And if he didn't think to take off his wedding ring, then he's too stupid. Also, he's married.
Yeah, check out that woman's outfit. Wait, did you see her? She was wearing like
the pink
bright purple tights that had like lips on them,
okay.
And a bright pink floral dress. And she also had a streak of hair that was dyed pink. And she was wearing bright pink.
Oh my god, I love her.
Oh my god.
Oh my god, she's talking to a daddy.
No.
We don't know how old she is. She could be like, oh, she's probably not so old.
Is that the guy that we were talking about before? With the butt? No, it's not. Where's her butt?
No, it's not. It's not. Because he was
no,
the
our
one
fat guy's lying.
He's like literally.
Okay. So hopefully we'll be hearing more from Miles in the weeks to come. We're hoping that Miles will be a correspondent for us on This Is Dancing, maybe sharing some stories from the coffee shop or other adventures in life.
It's an honor just to be nominated.
We love having you.
Oh, say that once more.
We love having you, so hope to see you soon.
Thanks.
All right, Shell, should we do our intro?
Yes.
Also,
make sure that they know.
I have no preference. Make sure that... Do you guys have any song preferences?
I don't care.
All right, cool.
Is that open? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay. Nothing right now. Just...
Should we rock it?
Yes, let's rock. Let's rock. Let's rock today.
What's that from again?
I don't know.
School of Rock.
You know,
is
it?
Yeah.
He goes, let's rock. Let's rock. Let's rock. No, it's this. Let's rock. Let's rock.
Yeah.
Let's rock today. He puts his little, like, he puts his little fingers on his. Yeah, it's their secret handshake. With the pianist.
Alrighty. The pianist didn't have any soul, but he could play. Until the end. Then he developed the soul.
What? He had a soul all along. He's just shy.
When he was trying to jam, he was like, doop, 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 doop.
That was awesome. He literally killed it. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Now touch me, babe.
I think that's like a subplot, though, that, like, he didn't have the heart for it. But yeah, he technically had a soul.
He certainly had a soul.
Like, the fire and the passion that he needed. Maybe soul was...
He developed it. Jack Black drew it out of him, as he's apt to do. Oops.
All
right. Let's do it.
Another week, another show, coming to you live from WMFO. Shell doesn't want me to rhyme, so I ain't gonna. Just give me a hoop and a brother, and maybe listen just a little bit further.
This week in sports, Shell will do anything to not train for her half marathon. She started off Sunday strong with a jaunt at the gym and a bike ride, and it was hot out. Monday is a rest day, so on Tuesday, Shell took a swing at a new sport, softball. Up at bat, that girl can wail. Put her in the outfield, though, and oof, she got nailed with a not-so-soft ball. That got her hurting, but she didn't keep her from post-game drinks.
That woman's got stories. Hand-eye coordination? Well, that's another deal. But as Kanye says, sometimes it's the wrongs that write the songs. So we'll let Jordan sing. And whether we're in Charlestown or Woburn, don't give me an H or an A. Let alone a G, E, or I. Just give us a ball, and we'll do the hooping.
On Wednesday, she wasn't backing down from her athletic streak. out on the b-ball court with MZVT and some of Charlestown's finest players, Michelle held her own amongst some tough competition. Fortunately, she had MVP MCVT on her team to take it away with threes. Although she was continuously blocked by Kelvin Jump Shot Master Wong, she put away several of her own J's. Wrapping up a stellar week in athletics, Shell, Anshaw, and Evan Robespierre Turcat hit the Mystic River on a canoe trip to remove the invasive water chestnut. And I don't mean the famed stir-fry add-in. She and Robespierre, in their canoe named Old Chestnut, tackled an impressive number of plants, reining in the desired Chestnut Killer of the Summer Award. That's all for now, folks. Tune in next week to find out if Shell will actually put on her running sneakers.
Keeping all the heat strapped. I beat the trail over Rucker. All guns loaded in the back, motherfucker.
We fly, no lie, you know this. All we rise outside, it's like showbiz. We fly, no lie, you know this. All we rise outside, it's like showbiz.
Stay focused.
it's only above, motherfucker. It's Dipset Bird Gang, we born to fly. Y'all know the rules, fall back or fall back. Somebody tell my bitch something I'm looking for. You dig? Another day, another dollar. The fast life, fucker.
We stay fly, yes, sir. No lie, and you know this. Hips and thighs, oh my, stay focused. We stay fly, no lie, and you know this. Hips and thighs, oh my, stay focused.
So I'm gonna, you have 10 seconds, you'll hear. But
I'm not even turning your microphone on.
But it's before the, on Wednesday.
Cool.
Odds one.
There's no need to run.
On Wednesday, she wasn't backing down from her athletic streak. Out on the b-ball court with some of Charlestown's finest players, Michelle held her own amongst some tough competition. Fortunately, she had MVP MCVT on her team to take it away with threes. Although she was continuously blocked by Kelvin Jump Shot Master Wong, she put away several of her own J's. Wrapping up a stellar week in athletics, Shell, Anshaw, and Evan Robespierre Turcotte hit the Mystic River on a canoe trip to remove the invasive water chestnut. And I don't mean the famed stir-fry add-in. She and Robespierre in their canoe named Old Chestnut tackled an impressive number of plants, reigning in the desired Chestnut Killer of the Summer Award. That's all for now, folks. Tune in next week to find out if Shell will actually put on her running sneakers.
You set me free. Every time your hands on me, I wanna be a way to shine. I can't deny the feeling that you're giving me. You lift the spark that set up.
Today's six picks. I'm just choosing six songs that are on my... What?
Welcome back. This is David Green McVitie.
And I'm DJ Shell.
For today's six picks, Michelle's going to introduce six more of her fave songs. She hasn't steered us wrong yet, so what do you got for us today?
Some of my faves.
Derogation to my home. You come and leave me such a nasty taste. Can't feel the sound, swish all around. A palate cleanser for your salty mouth. I know.
stay tuned.
This is Lizzo's Let 'Em Say, one of her awesome jams.